Christ is among us.
You remember what we talked about last Sunday? Do you remember?
God created the earth.
More specifically, what did we talk about last Sunday? And I gave you some homework. Do you remember?
How to be like God.
How to be like God. And more specifically, how to look after what?
Your body.
After our bodies. How to look after our bodies. Because last Sunday, do you remember? You remember now, do you? So, last Sunday we talked about God, how God created our body, and how God put into our body the best, what was in the creation. All the minerals, the water, and everything. Do you remember now?
Yeah.
How He put it into our body, what was best in the creation, and how we are called to look after our bodies. So, did you think about this? How we could look after our bodies? You could pray for your body to get better when you are sick, and not only when you are sick, even when you are healthy. We could pray for our bodies so that the Lord will keep our bodies healthy. What else? And not to get sick.
We can wear coats and jackets.
Yes. What happens if we don't put appropriate clothes on our bodies, if we don't dress warm enough? What happens? Lenny, what happens if you don't dress warm enough when it's raining, when winter comes and it's snowing and the wind is blowing? What happens if you don't dress up? You start to chew. Do you? You start to sneeze, and then you get a runny nose, and then you get a cold.
Yeah.
And then you're sick. What else? So we have to dress up. What else?
You can get a sore throat.
Yes, you could get a sore throat. What else? What else? How could we look after our bodies? What else?
We need shelter. We
need shelter. Very good. Yeah, very important. Especially when the weather is cold, we need shelter. What else, Sophie?
Eat healthy.
That's another big one. Do you think that one is important? To eat healthy? Could you give me some examples of healthy foods?
A Subway sandwich with vegetables only and cheese.
Yeah, it could be, even a Subway sandwich could be, this is a commercial for Subway. A sandwich with lots of vegetables could be healthy, very healthy. What else is healthy? Fruit. What else is healthy? Vegetables. What else?
You have to drink lots of water.
Lots of water. Very, very important. We have to drink lots of water. Do you know how much water you are supposed to drink a day?
2 liters, it says in Romania.
2 liters. Tina?
It varies from person to person.
So for a child, how much water should a child drink?
Six cups-ish or so.
6 cups of water. Tina is a nutritionist. So about 6 cups of water. Do you drink that much water? Not only water, but some liquids. And talking about this, could we replace water with some other drinks?
Soup?
Are there some other healthy drinks?
Orange juice.
Orange juice. What else?
Pomegranate juice.
Pomegranate juice. What else? What about a healthy tea?
Yeah.
A healthy tea. Yeah, a healthy tea could be good. Could you give me some examples of unhealthy drinks?
Soda.
Why is soda unhealthy? It has what?
Lots of gas.
Lots of gas and lots of what?
Sugar.
Do you know how much sugar is in a can of pop?
Yeah. Like 10 cups.
No, not 10 cups. Not quite 10 cups.
10 tablespoons. 10 tablespoons.
2 tablespoons. Tina, please correct me. How much sugar in a can of pop? 45 grams of sugar. So that's about 2...
9 tables.
Hmm? 9?
Yeah.
No.
I love 5
teaspoons. I think 2 tablespoons or 9 teaspoons. So okay, no, 2 tablespoons full of sugar in one can of pop. Is that healthy?
No.
Do we need sugar?
Yes.
Do we need sugar?
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Do you know what sugar does for the brain? The sugar makes the connections in our brain, between the cells of our brain. But do you know how much sugar we need for our brain to function well?
5-10 grams?
I don't know that.
According to what I know, about 30 grams of sugar per day. Okay? Not more than that. And we could take that sugar from fruit, from honey, from
chocolate.
From chocolate, in moderation. Now talking about chocolate, what kind of chocolate is the best? Dark chocolate. But what kind of chocolate is the tastiest? Milk chocolate, but it's not the healthiest. What do you want to say?
A Hershey bar.
A Hershey bar. So, it is very, very important to look after our bodies, to eat healthy. Can you give me some other examples of unhealthy foods this time, what we should stay away from?
Candy.
Talking about that last night, huh?
My brother means even.
You know.
We're talking about what's not good food.
Yes, unhealthy foods. You know, even at some of the fast foods, you could eat healthy. Thank God, nowadays, they are serving salads, you know, at some of the fast foods. We could eat healthy, but it's up to us. There is everything out there. As St. Paul says, everything is allowed to me, but not everything is profitable to me. Not everything is good for me. So it is up to us to make choices. So can you give me some specific examples of unhealthy foods?
Eating
100 pieces of candy in one day. Definitely that's not healthy. What else?
Eating, like, everything, you can eat everything in moderation, but...
Not quite everything. Moderation is very important. Do you know what moderation is?
No.
Not to eat too much or too less of anything. So, okay? Not too much or too less. But, there are some things that we should try to avoid altogether. Pop is one of them. We don't need pop to survive. Do we?
No.
If we drink water, we'll be the healthiest. What else maybe we could avoid? Maybe altogether. What about fries? Do you need fries?
Yeah, they're good.
They're tasty. They are tasty, but they're not good.
We can have them once in a while.
Once in a while, it's okay to... What's bad about fries? Lots of salt, and they're also, how they are made? They are deep potatoes and then deep fried. And they get full of oil, of grease, and not only that, but that grease has been many times, you know, used and reused, and is not healthy. It's not healthy. What else? What else is not healthy for us?
Candy.
Yeah, what else?
It depends what potato is.
Even sweet potatoes are healthier, but if they are deep fried, they are not so good anymore. What about salt? Do we need salt?
A little bit.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Yes, we do. We need salt for our body, but...
Not too much.
Talking about that, you know, chips have a lot of salt.
Kidney failure causes that.
Anyway, I guess this is enough for today. And for next Sunday, I would ask you to think about how we could look after our souls. Because God created our bodies and our souls. So please think about this, about how we could look after our souls. Anything else?
Salad
is very healthy, yes. Christ is among us. God bless you. Thank you very much. In the last while, two persons asked me how we are called to prepare for receiving Holy Communion. Because every Sunday, I announce those of you who are Orthodox and prepared for receiving Holy Communion, please approach. Those of you who are not Orthodox, or those of you who are not prepared, those of you who are Orthodox but not prepared to receive Holy Communion, you could come for a blessing, or you could partake of the Blessed Bread. And after announcing this for the last almost 6 months, two persons asked me, Father, how are we supposed to prepare ourselves for receiving Holy Communion? And that's why I thought, you know, maybe it is time to start talking about this in our series of discussions about spiritual renewal. Because so far we talked about baptism, we talked about chrismation, we talked about confession, and it happened that last Sunday, the second person asked me about this. And I said, this will be the topic for my sermon next Sunday. But before we can talk about how we prepare ourselves for receiving Holy Communion, I think it is very, very important to talk about how God prepared his body and blood to be given to us. Because everything starts with God. It doesn't start with us, but it starts with him. Because in the beginning, there was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they created everything that there is. They created the universe, the visible and invisible world. And at the end of creation, as I told the children, out of the creation, God created our body and he put a soul into us. And he gave us freedom because the Father, the Son, and the Holy Trinity, the supreme structure of love, wanted to share their love with beings capable of receiving and giving love. God created us to be in communion with the Holy Trinity. God gave us the body in the beginning, but our body refused to eat in communion with God. He is the one who said in the beginning, eat of my creation, eat of me. I want you to be in communion with me by partaking of the creation that I made for you. Unfortunately, we chose to eat without being in communion with God. And thus, we broke the loving communion that God created us to be into. But he didn't give up. As we say, as we'll hear in a few minutes in a beautiful prayer of the Holy Liturgy, you did not quit doing everything and you brought us back into heaven. He didn't give up on us because he loved us. And he sent prophets. He guided Melchizedek, that priest of the Most High God, in the book of Genesis, chapter 14, we have this enigmatic figure of Melchizedek, king of Salem and priest of the Most High God, who welcomes Abraham with bread and wine. Later on, when he brought the Hebrews from Egypt into the Promised Land, He gave them the manna from heaven. Every morning, he gave them bread from heaven to keep his people alive and to keep his people in communion with him. And at the fulfillment of time, the one who in the beginning gave us the body, the one who put the breath of life into us, became one of us. He assumed our body. And the night before his crucifixion, the night before he offered his body to be crucified and to be broken for our salvation, he gave us his body and his blood. Eat of this, all of you, this is my body. Drink of this, all of you, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for men. And then he offered his body to be crucified. He offered his body for the salvation of the world. And he was resurrected with his body. He ascended into heaven, and he gives us his body to eat it and to drink it, to become one with him. He inaugurated the heavenly liturgy. He entered once and forever, as Paul says in the letter to the Hebrews, being a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek, from the book of Genesis, he entered once and for all the Holy of Holies in heaven, not with the blood of calves, but with his own blood, he entered the Holy of Holies. And this is what is given to us every time we celebrate the Holy Liturgy. Nothing less than the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ is given to us to partake of it, so that we become one with him. And by becoming one with him, we become one with God the Father in the Holy Spirit. We are brought back into the loving communion of the Holy Trinity that God created us to be into from the beginning. So God prepared his body and his blood for us for thousands of years before he gave it to us. He prepared everything for us. He prepared the beautiful banquet for us. And if we want to give a loving answer, we are called to prepare ourselves to receive nothing less than the body and the blood of God. The body and the blood of the Messiah who gave himself for us. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.